to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
38 years ago, Dr. Carl Halvey was told he had terminal lung cancer. He decided to forego conventional medical treatments and take his health into his own hands. Using a holistic approach, he was able to beat this deadly disease. And at 81 years old, he's considered the longest living lung cancer survivor. Back to share more of this amazing story. Welcome back, Dr. Halvey. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Thank you.
Dr. Halvey, on the last segment, we talked about the importance of diet and nutrition for beating cancer. You're you're educated from Johns Hopkins, the most conservative school in the country, yet you talk
right.
a lot about angels, meditation, prayer, affirmations. Share with us how these unorthodox methods actually benefited you, and how did your colleagues feel about them?
Well, I believe in using every resource that is available to get healthy and to stay healthy. And if it requires working with my angels, I'll do it. And I have had fantastic results, you know, talking with my angels and asking for help, and I talk to them every day. And as you say, I'm from one of the most conservative schools in the country. But an example, the hurricane, Irene was coming. And that was the first time I'd heard about having angels. So I thought, well, I'm going to test this out. And I opened the back door, and the water is up to my house, and one more brick up, and it would have been in my house. And so I talked to the angels, and I said, I've been through this before with Hurricane Isabel. I don't want to go through it again. I know you can keep the water out. Just keep pulling the water back. Don't let the water come any closer. And I kept talking, and the water never came any higher. And the next day, when it was 3 feet from my house, I went through the same process. Well, my neighbors on both sides do not, their houses are further back from the water, and they didn't talk with their angels, and they both flooded. And this is just one example. I've had many, many, many wonderful things happen to help me throughout life by calling on my angels. If necessary and I have a problem, I may consult medical intuitive. My friend Ursula that helped me when I had cancer asked if I wanted a psychic reading. I had never had one before, but I thought, well, I don't have anything to lose. I had a psychic reading, and he picked up the cancer and also recommended using the natural approach. So I believe in using any resource that we have, and it has worked for me because I'm 81. I have no chronic illnesses, no prescribed medications. And I'm very active. I'm up at 6 in the morning. And I just have a very healthy life. And this is possible for everyone, I believe.
You know, what's interesting is so many people don't realize the three pillars for achieving optimal health, mind, body, and spirit. They all need to be addressed to achieve optimal health, not just the body. See, people focus on the body and they don't focus on the mind and the spirit. And there is a spiritual side. There is a mind. There is a belief. You mentioned affirmations, meditation. It's so important because if the body sees it, it can conceive it. And whether you reach to an angel or to God or to, you know, heavenly universe, whatever your belief system is, and I have mine, you have yours, but you need to tap into that spiritual side. I agree, you know, to get that. And you know what's interesting is, you know, when we're children, we had that book, The Little Engine That Could. I think I can. I can. I think we lose that as adults. I don't think we say that enough. And I know you believe in affirmations. Did you look in the mirror and say, I can beat this cancer. I can beat this cancer.
Right. Yes, I did. And I was in a Search for God group, one of the Edgar Cayce groups that you try to become a better person by developing the spiritual attributes. And that's where I learned about meditation, and so I meditated every day. And I used some of the affirmations from the Cayce material. And but also I have become more recently very good friends with Anne Marie Evers. And a lot of times if I have a problem, Anne Marie will work with me on an affirmation, and then the two of us, she's in Canada and I'm here, but she will say that affirmation morning and night, and I say the affirmation morning and night, and it really does work.
Right, and you know, people are in the medical profession are starting to recognize it, because I'm telling you, people that have illnesses and cancers, and they come back and the CAT scan's clear, and they say, "What did you do?" And they say, "I prayed. I was healed in church." And you know, so many of this is not just a fluke. This is happening. So you cannot deny out there that there's something other means that is helping people get better. It's not just diet. It's not nutrition. I believe it. You have to pray. I believe it.
Right.
I pray to God and pray to God before every show that it goes well. I think you have to tap in to help above. You can't do it yourself.
Right.
You can't
right.
fight cancer yourself. You can't
right.
trust a health food store. You've got mm-hmm. to tap into how you were created, and who created you is God. And that's my belief. You talk to your creator, and you know, we can't push where you have to go religiously, but you got to tap into the spiritual side. So that's why I wanted to cover that on this segment, where it's a little mm-hmm. different than we've done, because I really think that's powerful. And then, you know, here's the billion-dollar question. If, you know, if alternative and interventions are successful, why do you feel more mainstream convention medicine's not adapting?
Well, I don't think we have to talk much about it, because if you look at how much money is brought in by cancer treatment. The hospitals get wings donated, the Cancer Society stays in business, the drug companies make a fortune, most of the doctors buy the chemo wholesale and sell it retail and get paid for administering it. What would happen to the healthcare system if there were no cancer? You know, it's all about money. And then mm-hmm. if you look at some of the brave doctors who have championed alternative, for example, Dr. Forsythe, who wrote a chapter in my book, he's having 46% success with stage 4 5-year survival cancer patients. The traditional is 2%. He was a threat, so they went after him. He told me, he said they couldn't take my license, but he said they tried to bankrupt me. He said it cost a fortune. He's just one of the many doctors since back in the 30s that have been harassed because they were successfully treating with natural alternative treatments. I think it's so sad that money gets in the way of trying to help people. And, you know, I admire these doctors that, like my own doctor, he was with the National Cancer Institute. They stopped him from treating with Laetril, so he did it in his own private practice. But within 5 years, they had taken his medical license. This was back, as I say, in the 70s. So this has been going on for a long time, and it's all about money.
But, you know, vitamin B17, they took away his license, and then, like you said, there's some minimal documentation of the dangers. But if you look at some of this medical profession, how they treat it, people die from it. And it's still
right.
active.
Right.
It's not success. It has a very low success rate as well. So that is pretty sad. Now, your book's called You Can Beat Lung Cancer. Is this primarily for people with the disease, or would it benefit anyone that wants to prevent being another statistic?
It would really be appropriate for anyone that had cancer, but I wrote it specifically for lung cancer because that's what I had. The chapter on nutrition is probably more specific to lung cancer than the rest of the book. So what Dr. Forsythe wrote, he talked about the success rate he had with all cancers, but he also talked about lung cancer. So I think the book would be appropriate for anyone with cancer or
right.
anyone probably that wanted to prevent it.
Yeah, even people that smoke that aren't going to stop smoking. At least they can have a little
right.
bit to do. Very
well,
good. Thank
you so much for sharing your inspiring story. To get the book, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative and Integrative Interventions, go to Amazon.com. Also, we're giving away a copy to a lucky listener that signed up for our free newsletter. You can do that at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And for more information about Dr. Halvey, read his blog posts, or hear podcasts of his radio shows, go to beatlungcancer.net. Remember that you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.